Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Football Ramble. West Brom got a big point and Mourinho's off to Anfield. It's Wednesday, 16th of December. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Pete Donaldson.
And I'm Andy Brassel.
With Andy jingle belling and Petey telling me of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time, etc. How you doing, boys?
Good.
You say that, but I find it quite disquieting when Pete says his own name and doesn't use a wrestler's name. Have you run out of wrestlers?
Andy Brassel, that is where you are damn wrong. I actually said Pete Donaldson and Pete Dunne as wrestler and he supports Spurs. So there you go.
Once again, Andy, the joke is on you.
Hastily rewriting history there.
What have I done to deserve this?
Well, what have I?
Well, Andy, since you've been away, we've had some great happenings in the Premier League, especially if you're from the Midlands, because they were represented very well in the Premier League last night through Wolverhampton Wanderers and West Bromwich Albion. Indeed. Nobody calls West Brom WBA anymore.
No.
Okay. I just want a throwback.
Right.
Do you think that's because Andre Villas-Boas has overtaken the room of the acronym?
No, it happened before that. I suppose West Brom is easier to say than WBA. But WBA does sound like... I don't know, like a car mechanics or something like that. Call WBA. But there we are, everybody. That's that for you. Wolverhampton Wanderers beat Chelsea 2-1. Another loss for Chelsea. Are you worried about them, Petey?
No, I think they'll be fine, to be honest.
I think they'll be absolutely...
they'll probably spend another $1 billion
I'm not saying are you worried that they'll go down?
No.
More like about their Premier League title challenge.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm worried about that.
Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah, I'm worried about that.
Yeah, petrified, one might say. Your man, Andy, Daniel Podence, with some lovely quick feet for the opener.
He's super fun, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Why don't you tell us a bit more about this young starlet?
Well,
what are his interests?
Listening to the Football Ramble mainly, so let's be nice about him.
Well, I think he'd be very pleased with the intro he's already got on the show.
I think he would. It's interesting, A, how he's taken a while to fit in the Premier League, which is maybe not that surprising, but B, how he might be one of the chief beneficiaries of the unfortunate injury to Raul Jimenez, actually, because he already seems to be getting more of a central sort of floating role in the team. It seems to have made a bit of a difference, because I don't think it's unreasonable for Wolves fans or any other fans to think at the start, when Raul goes down, who is going to replace him? Because they haven't got any other strikers apart from a stripling weighed down by an albatross of a price tag. And the amount of football that Raul Jimenez has played is absolutely astonishing at Wolves. You know, in his first season, he started more games than he'd started in the previous two at Benfica. And he played more minutes than he played in the previous two at Benfica.
Welcome to the Premier League.
Yeah, and in the Premier League as well. So I think, I mean, squad construction obviously is something that we talk about with all the Premier League teams. But I think with Wolves, we know Nuno likes to go with a tight squad. But this has kind of exposed how, you know, they need to go and buy a striker in January. There's no two ways about it. They need to find a way to go and buy a striker in January because they have been so lucky that nothing has happened to Raul Jimenez up to this point. Obviously, what's happened to him is a terrible accident, awful injury. We wish him all the best. But that his body has held up to all that football that they've played so far is actually a near miracle for like for any player, I think, in the modern Premier League.
So who do they go for, Andy? Which Portuguese striker do you fancy for them?
It's funny. I was talking to Jackie Oatley about this recently, who's a Wolves fan, of course. Mm-hmm. And she got me to make her a list of Portuguese strikers that would
fit perfectly. There's sort of one that leaps to mind, and I know that his current club are maybe thinking of offloading him. You know, you spoke about this on OTC. He's played in the Prem before. Get Ronaldo in there.
Yeah, that's the one, isn't it? That's the one.
Who would you think, though? Who would you fancy going there? Let's have a little wicked whisper, Andy. Go on.
I fancy a little bit of Musa Moreira.
Yeah.
Only half a season left on his contract. Obviously not Franco Malian, but has been in Portugal for a long while now. Anything that's been through Porto has got Mendes fingerprints all over it.
All right.
So I think...
He denies that probably.
Did you not enjoy the image?
I enjoyed you putting up your dirty little puds and doing that.
Okay, I think he'd be quite interesting. But for the meantime, Wolves have done excellently in winning this. And, you know, so much of the focus on this will be, and Frank Lampard talked about it after the game, with Chelsea and how they didn't close the game out
and how they've lost two in a row. They've had to go to Everton and then to Birmingham. It's like, what's that, 50 minutes on your little plane?
In a country that's pretty much the size of Brazil. It's hellish.
On your little plane. They're not flying from London to Birmingham.
I would be very surprised if they weren't.
They fly from London to Norwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit. There's you don't have the motorways, Andy. That's why.
You reveal your prejudices about Norfolk while me and Pete had the adult chat.
Hang on, what are you talking about prejudices? There are. What's the motorway leading up to Norwich then?
I've no idea.
Don't ask me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah,
I've always flown there, Marcus. I can tell you.
There probably is one, and people of Norwich are going to email in their droves.
But it's interesting because we talk so much about Chelsea and how they didn't close the game out. We should be talking about Wolves and how they do close the game out. And that was the incredible thing about them last season. When you think how much football they played, people always sort of rail out this trope, especially since they've come up, of Leeds being the fittest team in the Premier League. It's not. It's Wolves. Wolves, I think the way that they can finish games is incredible. And that was the incredible thing. When you go back to January, February, they should have been dying on their arses since November with the European commitments they had since the very start, since July. The fact that they could keep going, the fact that with, what, three games of the season left, they were still in with a chance for a Champions League place.
Yeah, it's absolutely
incredible. And their little hiccup that they've had, I think, will prove to be just a hiccup.
They're not scoring many goals, though, Andy. Not that many teams have scored fewer goals in the league this season than them, but apparently they can run around a lot, so they'll take some sort of solace in that, won't they? Peter, what about N'Golo Kanté? Rare moment of madness from him catching the ball from a throw-in.
It was enjoyable, wasn't it? That was enjoyable. I mean, to be fair, he was having real trouble with the pace of some of the Wolves players.
Well, apparently they're really fit.
And they handed... He tried to chase after, I can't remember which player it was, but he just sort of handed them off to the most sprightly Reece James, who just hacked the player.
To be fair,
down.
I mean, that
was like, oh no! Kante was like, I can't catch him. Can you help? Oh, for
that speaks volumes. If you're out running and go, oh, Kante, and like, he's looking a bit nappy, do you think, right, we've got him on the ropes here, lads? Oh, dearie me. But yes, but it was a good win for Wolves. Absolutely. But what do you think of Timo Werner, Andy? He's not scored in 10 games for club and country.
Don't need him, got Giroud.
Yeah, exactly.
Fine.
Yeah.
That instinctive volley, beautiful.
Oh, yeah. But Giroud seems to be the man in favour now to lead the attack.
He missed a couple of decent chances.
Yeah, big one in the first half, wasn't it?
He just doesn't like to start. Start him first minute.
Mm-hmm. No, I think he does like
bring
to
him
start.
On. Yeah, he likes to start, but he shouldn't.
The fans don't want him
second
to.
Second minute. Bring him on the second minute.
See, people are talking about his unhappiness about his lack of minutes. I bet you he's been in the office, the model pro, and gone, Frank, this is bullshit. I need Christmas off.
Well, we talked about this, the yellow card, the race to the yellow card, promised land, yes. Having Christmas off. So
I'll tell you what, the Premier League is not the same without Kevin Nolan, is it?
Yeah, damn right.
I've always said that. And so as a man that we might mention...
Dean Smith has not said that.
We should say, though, that Wolves are doing... they're doing pretty well. They've got more points at this stage than both their previous seasons.
Is that right?
Yes.
That is interesting.
They've played a game or two more than some of the teams around them, or three more in the case of Aston Villa, but they're on 20 points, so they're halfway to safety, Peter, so they won't be too worried. But yeah, let me move on to West Brom getting a draw at Manchester City. We've got to say Sam Johnson, what a game he had. Imperious.
I mean, people are going to be talking about Man City and where they go from here and stuff, but he was just incredible.
What a game.
Point blank headers he's just got clawing out.
Well, wow. They were. I mean, I know some might say, oh, well, the header was sort of straight at him, but that's the positioning of the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
And also not to sort of panic and just sort of choose a corner before the header's even been done. But he had a wonderful game, man of the match, rightly so.
He didn't do the same interview as Angelino, did he, after
the
Manchester United match where he went, well, and the fact that it was against them was even better, of course.
Well, I mean, I know Sam Johnston, he said recently that he missed the crowd, he missed getting abuse, he missed even getting bottles of piss thrown at him in one of the games he played.
Right.
Well, where
does he play? Are we talking about Donington away?
It was a
Daphne and Celeste for a long time.
Did they get bottles of piss thrown at them?
Well, I certainly feel. Don't know about anyone else. That's a lie, actually. I actually quite enjoyed their performance at Reading in 98 or whatever.
You calling me ugly? That was them, wasn't it?
How dare you?
You ain't got no alibi.
Well, with that kind of rhetoric, I'm not surprised that the public said, right, we're not having this.
They came back with a new album a couple of years ago.
Did they really go posh and go, how dare you?
How dare you? How dare you?
How dare you throw urine at me? What was their latest album then?
I can't remember. It was a couple of years ago. I think it may have been produced by somebody who may have worked on a Metronomy album, I think, but it sounded very Metronomy-y. It wasn't very good, but I must have been the only person listening to it.
I was thinking Roll Necks and Jazz after such a long absence.
Lovely.
That's Pete Donaldson's sort of concept album, which we're all still waiting for. But back to West Brom. Albion. Despite the draw, there's big reports suggesting that Bilic will lose his job very, very soon. At the time of recording, rather, that's not happened. So we sort of wait and see. No doubt that'll happen a minute after we finish recording.
You get the feeling that the press were briefed before that result. Yeah. because it's like, oh, fuck, they've drawn.
Yeah, well, it's one of those ones where the club sort of think,
you've had 18 months to organise a defence, Slaven, and you do it today. Fuck you.
But it is one of those results where, we can't sack him just straight after the game, can we?
It's kind of like the day that you go and get your hair cut is the day that it looks its best when you get out of bed in the morning, isn't it?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I do know what you mean, Andy. Yeah. Some reports are suggesting that the big Sam Claxton's been sounded. It's been sounded. Here we go.
I think that job and that set of players may even be beyond Sam Allardyce.
I think it's been hard. I think West Brom have done okay this season.
With the players that they've got. Well, I think they're a poor side.
Yeah, but
Grant for 16 million. It's like, what has he brought to the table?
They make Fulham look like Brazil 70. Let's be fair.
Careful.
I just complimented Fulham.
I know, but it's more Brazil 82.
That's recency bias after the passing of Paolo Rossi. You're thinking about what might have been.
Yes.
Recency biased. Up yours. What was I saying, Andy? Yes. I think
use your recency bias.
I should do it. What did you I just remember. Say? I think with West Brom, they've done all right. And I think that it's been a tricky one because obviously Bilic, last season, they got them promoted. They were decent.
They were decent, but would you argue that they... they aren't an organised side. They don't look that. They never look set up to bother anyone, really.
I think it's difficult because if it was a situation that Sheffield United, you know, sort of hardly got any points on the board, then that is a bit more clear cut. They've just got a point though at Manchester City.
Oh, they were unlucky against, I think, Chelsea and Man United.
Chelsea had a 3-0 lead. Of course, I mean they're a couple of points from safety. They've played one or two matches again more than some of the sides round there. Mm. It is that difficult period of the season, difficult spot they find themselves in the league where they think, is it going to improve that? You know, they're now looking at safety, of course. I mean, they would have done at the start of the season. And to get, you know, if it is Sam Allardyce they've got lined up, as a Fulham fan, I'm worried. I'm thinking, I quite enjoyed having West Brom below Fulham. Fulham,
a little kind of bracket for you. An air break.
Exactly. And you think, oh, here he comes over the hill, you know, with his troops and
Are you calling Sam Allardyce over the hill?
On the horizon, big Sam Allardyce to ruin everybody's day.
They've got Villa next. I mean, will he be in place for that? It just seems like, why fire someone after Man City, especially after that result? In that, I just think they were never going to give Slaven Bilic more money in January. They do need to spend money. But I, if I was a Bagger's fan, I would not be trusting the management to put anyone in that works for that team.
Well, or to spend the money correctly.
Yeah.
Well, Bilic said in the post-match, "I am very calm. I love my job. I'm here and calm. To be fair, I'm not bothered. I'm doing my job. I'm enjoying it."
Too many sentences.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a little bit... Andy, what do you think? If you were...
What he should have said is five words, Euro 2020, yeah. ITV, next summer.
Thank you very much.
What do you think, Andy? If you were a West Brom fan, would you want Bilic to stick around or would you want to twist?
I'm not sure it's going to make an enormous difference, to be honest. It's clear that his players still like him very much. Mm-hmm. I agree with Pete. Simply not good enough. I think that's the issue here. And
yeah,
you know,
said that about Fulham recently, didn't you?
And I will continue saying that about Fulham.
All right, Andy.
It's not one team going down, is it, Marcus?
Well, you know, just Brendan Rodgers and Jurgen Klopp might disagree with you, but anyway, carry on.
Clip this. Get it on Twitter so that we can retweet it.
We're staying up. Go on. Slaven Bilic, you think he should go? You think you should get Big Sam in and they should romp their way to 16th?
You know, I'm going to stop appearing on this podcast and just have you as my spokesman, seeing as you represent my views so perfectly.
And why don't you like foreign things, Andy? No, go on. What do you think? Bilic, should he stick or twist?
Well, it's not really an option now because he's away, isn't he? And it does say a certain something, the fact that, you know, you're two on the shortlist, Nigel Pearson. We haven't mentioned Nigel, have we? Mm. And Big Sam. Don't think it's a Big Sam walkover.
Naughty Nigel could be brought in.
Yeah, I mean, he loves a great escape, doesn't he?
He does. Yeah, I suppose.
Both together. Splash the cash. Let's have a dream team.
Now you're talking. What about Manchester City themselves? Obviously disappointed to not beat West Brom at home. It's the first time in over 10 hours in the league that they conceded. So again, they'll be disappointed with that. Only Spurs have conceded fewer goals in the Premier League than them. So defensively...
Not really the issue, is it?
Yeah, exactly, Andy, because then you go on to say they've scored 18 in 12 league games. Only Wolverhampton Wanderers in the top 12 have scored fewer. It's a problem. Do you think? I think it was Jonathan Wilson who was writing about Guardiola and Man City recently, as I'm sure others have, about Guardiola taking a slightly more pragmatic approach to football, which is unlike him.
And central defenders.
Who are
we going to play this week? Who's at the front of the vending machine? Who's our pairing? I'll have D3 and D4, please. Thank you.
That one's not come out. You need to put more money in, but we can't
John
get him.
John Stones is caught upside down on a spring. Oh, no.
But with Manchester City, though, if you think about Liverpool when they played very entertaining football, then Klopp thought, we're going to have to tighten up at the back, which they did very, very well. We've seen this season Chelsea and more sort of microcosm do that. Do you think Guardiola, I mean, by the looks of the stats, Andy, he's prioritising the defence over the attack, and it's not really working in a way that he might have wanted?
No, there's not a balance, but that's indicative of the fact that they don't just need one player or two players. The squad needs a re-rub, and I don't think that's really a surprise to anyone. What was a surprise to me is that he extended his contract, because I wasn't necessarily sure, especially given how long he's been there, and bear in mind how long he's been in charge of other major clubs, whether he would really have the appetite for this rebuild. And who knows, after the last couple of months, maybe he hasn't.
Well, yeah, but I was saying this, though. I thought you'd be off in the summer, if not maybe next summer. But the pandemic could have had something to do with that.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Do you think that they're just a club that was so reliant on David Silva, and now they just don't, the players they thought, like Gundogan, who they would probably suggest would be that kind of like static turn pass kind of character, just isn't as good as David Silva, and he's just been such a big miss, and he's kind of relying on De Bruyne, and De Bruyne had a role last season that he played really well. He had two or three roles, but now his Pep's got him playing so many different positions. And it's just, he's not that panacea that I think Pep is kind of clinging to. And Silva is just such a big miss.
And I think the other thing really is the fact that Fernandinho and Aguero are getting old.
Yeah.
Like visibly, upsettingly getting old.
Yeah.
Well, as well. I mean, we know that
Aguero hasn't scored a Premier League goal since January.
That's an unbelievable statistic, isn't it?
For Aguero standards.
Yeah. It's I mean,
obviously, there was a lot of football missed, so it's slightly skewed, but still.
I mean, with both of them, and especially Fernandinho, I would say there's stuff left in the tank.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. But to be in a position where you're like, if they're not fit, we've got a bit of an issue at their age, I mean, that does say something about future planning.
It does. Do you think, though, the bigger issue, though, for Pep Guardiola, Peter, is the amount of injury time given? You know when... that was really kind of classic pervert Guardiola stuff, wasn't it? When he was demonstrating with the fourth official, and he was he tried to pull the fourth official's board down. He's like, he was furious. He's like a man given a parking ticket at a dogging site or something, you know. It was absolutely incensed.
I mean, the funny thing is about that is Pep Guardiola is actually slightly taller than you think he is, because you associate him with the Barcelona of Messi, Iniesta, Xavi. Mm-hmm. You kind of imagine him on his tippy toes, or like one of those guys who works at a fairground who has to
get the prizes down.
Yeah, right. Exactly, with the stick.
With the stick.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he needs a stick. Maybe that's where the Manchester City revival starts.
Air rifle. Yeah. Air pistol. Just shoot them.
God, don't give him an air rifle.
Sniper Pep.
I did it. I think the fourth official phoned Nathan Redmond after the game and went, how did you deal with the fallout of this? Very strange indeed. But we do like to see it in a sort of a weird way. All right, gentlemen, we're going to have a quick break and then we'll talk more football after that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
This week on Stakhanov.
Between the Lines with Melissa Reddy releases a brand new episode exploring the hot topic of head injuries in football. As well as exploring the sport's link with dementia with neuropathologist Dr. Willie Stewart, Melissa spoke to ex-Tottenham star Ryan Mason, who was forced to retire after a devastating head injury aged 26.
I couldn't look at light. I was sleeping for like 20 hours a day. I couldn't really hold a conversation. Like I say, when the brain gets an injury, the body almost just instinctively responds and it almost just shuts everything else down.
Meanwhile, self-care club Wellness Road Tested have launched a brand new epilogue show. Join Lauren and Nicole every Friday where they'll be hearing about your experiences, talking to the experts and reading the very best wellness literature in the self-care book club.
I think it's a totally life-changing book for sisterhood and womankind. It's revolutionary in how to adopt self-love and live for who you are.
Search Between the Lines and Self Care Club on your favourite podcast player.
All that and more at Stakhanov.
Hello, I am Sven-Göran Eriksson and you are listening to the Football Ramble.
Oh, yes, you certainly are, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you are listening to the Sven Gali Football Ramble. Welcome back, everybody. It's a pleasure to have you for the second half of this pod. Right, let's have some emails.
Just email show at footballramble.com. Right now, so Peter, Vish, or Kate, or Jules, or Jim, or Andy, Luke, all my kids can read it out. Well done.
And this is from Eric Schultz. Hi, Ramblers. As an American and someone who has played baseball most of their life, I can confirm that shagging refers to retrieving balls, most commonly during batting practice.
There you go.
Thanks, Eric, for straightening that out. I thought you might be interested in a few more obscure baseball terms, so I've included a handful with their definitions and a football-related example. Can of corn, a fly ball that is easily caught. Mm. In football, a can of corn would probably be a weak shot that the goalkeeper easily handles. Okay. Cup of coffee, a brief stint spent with a team. Gary Neville had a cup of coffee at Valencia.
I quite like you can see that.
Excellent.
If it's even briefer, would it be an espresso? You know, in Italy, where they just walk into a bar, it's almost like they do a shot. And then
yeah, I think we're talking cafezinho. Definitely not cafe con leche for Neville at Valencia. Piss missile.
Oh!
Sometimes called a frozen rope, a piss missile is an extremely hard hit line drive. Zaha's goal against Chelsea last season was an absolute piss missile. That's excellent.
That
I like that. Cheese/cheddar. Cheese refers to a fastball, particularly one with a high velocity thrown near the batter. This one's tough to relate back to football, but perhaps it could apply when a player smashes a penalty past the keeper and into the corner. Finally, grab some pine. A player is told to grab some pine when they're taken off the field after a bad performance. It refers to taking a seat on the bench, as the benches in older dugouts were commonly made from pine wood. Xhaka was told to grab some pine after he was sent off yet again. Of course, that wouldn't be allowed because
he has to go down the tunnel.
There are plenty more of these terms, some more absurd than the others. Thanks.
Enjoyable.
Thanks so much,
get
Eric.
Down the fruit chute.
Yeah.
That's what I'd shout at Xhaka if I was an American football fan.
How are you relating that? How'd you define that?
The chute is like the tunnel, the fruit chute.
Oh, is that right?
Get down the fruit chute.
Yeah, you loser.
You dang loser.
Yeah, hippie.
You sound like the samples that Macaulay Culkin plays out the door in Home Alone.
You filthy animal.
Off the pitch, you filthy animal.
You've been getting booked with everybody.
We got an email from Lou in Michigan, another American rambler. Hello, De Ramblers. During my second year of college, Real Madrid and Manchester United were slated to play at my university's football stadium. That's a hell of a little import, isn't it?
It is.
Well, I think we had... Ash playing at Student Union a few days before.
Better than Daphne and Celeste.
Before or after the fame?
Like the chemtrail, let's say.
Yeah, okay.
A few days before the game, while I was on duty working as a bus driver of the campus transportation service, I noticed a large crowd gathering at the main entrance of the stadium right next to the bus depot. During my last break, I checked Twitter to see that Real Madrid was currently at the stadium and inspecting the grass. Realising I would never have a better chance to meet a footballing legend, I hatched a daring plan. Instead of returning to the bus depot after completing my shift, I took the 40-foot city bus towards the front of the stadium entrance. Why is a child allowed to drive? Like, not a child, but like an 18, 19-year-old person, like, allowed to just drive around in a big bus?
Don't you remember Frank Ribery when he drove the Bayern bus and crashed it into the wall at Porto Stadium?
Or Paul Gascoigne at Middlesbrough. Yeah. It's the Midwest.
Exactly. Yeah. No. have you got arms? Driving license. Which was... So I took the 40-foot city bus towards the front of the stadium entrance and pulled up to the police barricade, which is holding back the gathering fans. I opened the bus door and told the approaching officer that I was here to charter the place from the stadium back to their hotel. He asked for my ID and told me to wait here while he checked with his superiors. As I watched the police walk away with my ID, it dawned on me, actually, if I'm able to get the team on my bus... would this be kidnapping? Before I had the chance to consider the consequences of my plan, an actual charter bus pulled up beside me. On cue, the police officer exited his car, exchanged words with a couple of other officers, and as a group, they started walking back towards me. The officer gave me back my ID and said sternly, I don't have time for this. I don't know what kind of shit you're trying to pull. Kidnapping the Real Madrid team. Take this bus back. She is waiting for you. I'll let your supervisor sort this mess out. The officer then just turned around and left as the others cleared a path for me to turn and swing the bus around. Needless to say, my supervisor was not pleased and insisted that we mutually part ways as a result of the mess I had caused. Mm. My attempt to kidnap these stars was misunderstood by the police department as an attempt by the transportation service to kidnap the footballers. Regardless, a couple of days later, I got to see Ronaldo's skin glimmer in the sunlight from the upper deck of the stadium without having to post bail. I'm surprised you were even allowed near the stadium again. Yeah. Trying to kidnap the Real Madrid team.
And why is he trying to post Gareth Bale? I don't understand that. Very, very strange. Peter, I was thinking to myself, I don't want to do the region a disrespect, you know, but, you know, you're after a driving licence and you love the Midwest. You visited Milwaukee on your own.
Well, I should just pop over there and get my driving licence there.
I think you should just set up shop there, to be quite frank.
Go straight from moped to massive bus. Exactly. What could possibly go wrong?
Indeed, yeah. I think Milwaukee's in the Midwest, by the way.
Still be better than Jack Grealish. Right. It's time for this.
I prefer to kill him.
It's time for Portmantio. I can't even do it. Portmantonio Conte.
There you go.
Portmantonio Conte.
Yeah.
The rules are very simple. I've got two clues pertaining to two footballers whose names have been joined together. You just need to guess who they are. Two players becoming one. I'm going to throw it open to both Andy and also Marcus this time round.
I have to say, we have to get the answers in before Kevin De Bruyne speaks.
Exactly.
Yeah, I went wrong
correct.
There.
Yes. Wrong and we're doing a Jean-Alain Bosman special, because obviously I think it's 25 years since the Bosman began.
Yes.
You forget that. What a huge thing it was for football.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. So here, I've got two clues, two footballers, four clues and two footballers. So I'll do one and then I'll repeat and wash and repeat and we'll start again. Okay. So you can go one all.
Yeah.
You can have two. Andy can have two, all right?
Yeah. Or we can have none each.
Or you can have none each. Right. Here's your clues. I've played at Liverpool and Real Madrid, but my most annoying partnership in my career is with Fletch. I have an Order of Merit of the Italian Republic and I own a vineyard.
Steve McManaman and Andrea Pirlo.
Marcus Speller getting in.
Not the rules anymore, honestly.
Before the fantastic Kevin De Bruyne getting in there, congratulations. That is correct. Yes, Steve McManaman, Andrea Pirlo.
It does work, yeah.
It does work. It does work. Right. It's fine. Right.
I think I said it wrong, but it does work.
Man and ball, pride and man. This is all about Andy getting back into it. For all of Andy's gigantic footballing brain, this is one step too far for you, I feel.
Yeah, but it's, I think this is one of those that, you know, like Mark Zuckerberg and these kind of sort of
entrepreneurs. It's called Facebook, yeah?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Bookface, whatever. No, all these guys.
It's a classic pop, Antonio Conte. Bookface.
Adamola Lookface. No, I've got it wrong. How they apparently try to make as few decisions as possible throughout the day.
Right.
So that's why they wear the same T-shirt every day. They get up because you can then maximise it. That's why Andy's not good at this, because it has no kind of relevance to anything. It's a kind of waste. It's a waste of brain power.
It's a waste of brain power.
He's got
much bigger
fish to fry.
Completely agree.
And it reflects badly that I get them before he does, quite frankly.
All right then. Here's round two.
I still want to get this, though.
After winning 5 Serie A titles in a row, I swap Milan for Leicester, a combative defender for both sides of North London, who's still sliding.
Esteban Cambiaso's Sol Campbell.
Yes! Marcus Feller. Killing Esteban it. It's a 2-0 win.
Cambiaso's Sol Campbell.
Yeah,
that's
Esteban
what I mean.
Cambiaso's
I just say the two
Sol
names. My problem is, it's like I'm a bad DJ. I don't mix the tracks.
Don't mix the tracks together.
That one's finished. That one's
you got there with 2 points, Andy. All to play for next time around.
There we are.
That was Pop Antonio Conte.
Give us the jingle again.
All right, hang on. I've got multiple screens because
I hate to think.
I prefer to kill him.
It's like the film Sliver. I'm just looking in loads of hotel rooms.
Oh, dearie me. Right.
Look, you're very sinister, Pete. You're not as sinister as William Baldwin.
I'm the 17th Baldwin. Pete Baldwin.
gentlemen. Before we talk about this evening's proceedings, let's go firstly to Brazil, actually. It's been a while since we've gone there. There's a thing called the Corinthians Taylor Swift rule.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a sentence one didn't think one would hear today. They beat league leaders Sao Paulo 1-0 over the weekend, and they continued their streak that they've never lost directly before or after a Taylor Swift album release. Now, I mean, I can't think of how many albums Taylor Swift has. She's got a few.
Yeah. 7 or 8?
All right.
How have they noticed this? Like, it just seems like a weird thing to sort of...
Well, I know. Can we put it into context by saying, since they won the Libertadores and the World Club Cup in 2012... they've not had a particularly good time.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise, you wouldn't notice, would you?
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Well, they first...
Give Corinthians back their masters, Scooter Braun. God damn it.
Well, they first beat Cruzeiro and Palmeiras, either side of her debut album, in October 2006.
Right.
Of course. And they've played a subsequent 18 games around Taylor Swift album releases and not lost. So 9 albums she's had, apparently.
Right.
So it's a fantastic record.
Well, I am quite happy to see Taylor Swift framed in a positive football context because, of course, her previous big football mention was when it was erroneously reported that she was going out with Sean St. Ledger, wasn't it? When they walked out of a nightclub in New York City at the same time.
Right.
And so it was like, who's Taylor's mystery man? And all his mates from home started texting, you got out with Taylor Swift. And he's like, am I?
Yeah.
Maybe I am.
Ah. That's how
I imagine this is exactly how Hollywood relationships conduct themselves.
Never see each other.
In
tatters. Yeah. No wonder. Incredibly. I mean, she did release that song London Boy not that long ago.
Right.
And in that song, she refers to watching rugby in the pub, I think.
Right.
So she's more of a rugby gal.
Right.
By the sounds of it. But maybe she's a Corinthians fan at heart, really. I mean, if you were up against Corinthians and you knew that Swift was releasing an album soon, you'd probably phone her up and go, just put it back by a week or two.
Newcastle haven't been good since Chinese Democracy was even mooted.
Are you talking about Guns N' Roses or the actual...
Guns N' Roses.
No, okay, right.
Either or, really, to be honest.
Yeah.
Xi Jinping or Axl Rose.
I mean, has Chinese Democracy been mooted?
I was about to say,
and
Newcastle United waiting for China to get democracy. Yeah, as soon as that country gets the vote, we're in. We're back in, lads. You could be waiting a while.
Does make her either way a sort of reverse Aaron Ramsey? You know how he went around like killing world leaders.
Yes,
inadvertently.
Yes.
Curious. You want to sort of pad that out a bit more, Andy, for anybody who's unaware?
Everyone knows about him killing world leaders, don't they?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
All right, then.
Well, the dictators died in the immediate aftermath of Aaron Ramsey scoring goal.
Yes, and also, he owns a lot of polonium.
Well, he's got a shitload of cash from that Juventus contract. You've got to invest it somewhere. Don't just put it in shoe boxes under your bed. That's all I'm saying, Aaron.
I did ask Aaron Ramsey once on a mildly similar note. Do you remember, Matthew Flamini is into sort of saving the planet, isn't he?
Mm. Alternative energy.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And I asked him once, I said, will Matthew Flamini save the world, save the planet? You know, and he said, not while he's driving around in that sports car of his, he won't. Oh, dear. Right, gentlemen, let's move on. Tonight we've got Spurs away at Liverpool. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if we were wondering when it was going to happen, it's happened. The mind games have officially begun.
Right.
With Mourinho having a go at Klopp. Now, you might think, oh, this is just Mourinho. I think this is different. And Andy, you're going to back me up here. When Mourinho goes full mind games, you think, ah, that's his real intention here. Mm. That's what that he's got, whoever he's got in his crosshairs. Because Mourinho says a lot of chippy stuff about people and it has little snipes here and there. This is a big one. And Mourinho, as we know, he always says that the game starts in the press conference and it finishes in the post-match interview. He sees that almost as important as the game itself with the mind games and all that kind of stuff. And when Mourinho starts saying things like Alexander-Arnold is not injured, Matip, I believe he's going to play, Fabinho, not injured, Robertson, not injured, Henderson, not injured, you're not injured, you're not injured, he's going round and then he says Van Dijk.
Some of them look injured.
Van Dijk is injured and Van Dijk is a very good player, of course. He's having it, Andy. The mind games are open.
Wouldn't it have been much better if he'd have got on that roll and he'd gone, Van Dijk is not injured. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. That would have been better.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you. And this, because Jurgen Klopp has been going on about wanting five substitutes and kickoff times and getting in a bit of a tiz about all this kind of stuff. Mourinho has honed in on that bruise and he's prodding his finger on it, Peter. Ooh,
sometimes that pain's quite delicious, though, isn't it?
Well, it's not meant to be. He also said, we are a good team that works hard, but Liverpool is a result of, if I'm not wrong, 1,894 days of work with Jurgen. If I'm not wrong.
But he very well could be wrong, because as we know, Jose Mourinho comes out with utter bullshit stats,
but he delivers
them with such conviction.
Yeah, we are living in a post-truth world. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And he's covered that as well. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong for a few days. We are the work of
Does he mean he's going to keep saying it for the following couple of days?
I think he might do. Yes. We are the work of 390 days. But these 390 days are fake, because lots of these days were not even days of work. They were days of quarantine, being at home, unable to work.
I mean, he blamed the fact that they couldn't sign Son up to a further career-completing contract, because Son wants to stay at Spurs.
Yeah.
Levy is Levy.
Yeah.
didn't he already have his first anniversary at Spurs less than 2 weeks ago?
Right.
So even the 390 days is just bullshit. Unless he's just fessing up to the fact that he was working for Spurs before Pochettino was actually sacked.
Oh. Hello. Hiding in plain sight.
Yeah.
Usual suspects. Well, we shouting things, I'm confused.
We know he likes to hide. There was a story recently when he was sacked by Chelsea at their training ground. He was smuggled out of the ground in the boot of his goalkeeping coach's SUV in 2015.
That is a fetish, men who want to hide in small chests and sports bags.
Well, there was that story.
There was that
of
man who died, didn't he? Who was found in a bath in a sports bag. Yeah.
Oh dear.
And they figured out. They weren't sure whether it was a spy game gone wrong or a sex game gone wrong.
Right.
All right. It was just all that. But they were trying to figure out whether a man could fit in this massive sports bag and do it up from inside, because he was into that sort of thing, not to kink shame. But fascinating.
Oh,
fascinating fetish.
Well, because, of course, we tend to think of the basket, don't we, in Barcelona.
With Mourinho. Was it Barcelona or Bayern Munich in the Champions League?
Or maybe it was mine.
Yeah. I can't remember, but it was a big Champions League game at Chelsea, of course, when he was apparently, the story goes, he was sort of smuggled in, wasn't he? Mm. Was it the laundry basket?
Yeah, I think it was.
It was the laundry basket. Mm. But this was a lovely one, because he was smuggled out in the boot of the goalkeeping coach's car. But a decoy vehicle was sent out, a la Jack Grealish. Did you see that at the courthouse the other day? There was a decoy vehicle sent out with Chelsea's player liaison officer sat in the front seat with a hoodie pulled over his face and an expensive watch on.
Take my watch.
To make it look like, One person in the ruse said they followed him for half an hour before working out something wasn't right. It's a lovely old job, that, isn't it? What do you reckon to the mind games, though, Petey? He's ramping it up. This is classic Mourinho. And this shows you his intention for this season. Obviously, they're top of the league, and the way they're playing, it's kind of like, well, you know, we're not... You're going. The thing is, you're going to do as well as you possibly can. You're currently top of the league, so you're thinking, come on, we've got a chance of the title here. But when he starts that kind of chat with Klopp, because Liverpool are their main... Liverpool are the champions, so actually Spurs are probably Liverpool's main challengers. Mm. It would be the right way to frame that. When he starts really trying to get under Klopp's skin with this kind of stuff, he's going for it, isn't he?
Yeah. I think in many ways he's trying to distract from the real barn burner of a football match tonight from 6 p.m, mm-hmm. the Newcastle Leeds match. So,
right.
You know, they haven't met for quite some time in the top flight. So he's clearly just trying to make sure that all eyes are on him
and not,
his team.
Not the Mark Viduka derby.
Not the Mark Viduka derby. the Woodgate Wobblers.
it's all about Keegan, isn't it? Just in the end of 95-96.
Do you think?
That little tunnel. I bet a few of those players, you know, the long staffs will get their picture taken in the tunnel with their thumbs up, won't they? Can you give me some shitty headphones and, you know, a little retro headset? That'd be nice.
Well, no, I made a little Instagram filter with the little Keegan hair and headphones.
Oh.
Nobody used it.
Because those who did, it didn't come out properly or something. Yeah. Well, there we are. Well, like, we're looking forward to Liverpool versus Spurs and all the other games that are on this evening.
Yes.
I think Marina will be there with like a little clipboard doing the register. See, told you, not injured, not injured. You absolutely love it. So there we are.
Yeah, if you would like to do as a big fat old solid and head on over to wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts or wherever, and leave us a 5-star review. It will help other listeners. Find the show and also just really enhance our reputation. Charlie wrote that in a script, mm-hmm. Reputation, because Reputation is a Taylor Swift album.
Yeah.
It's also a Dusty Springfield album, so have some respect, Charlie. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Blimey,
but it does help. It helps. Every little helps.
Indeed.
That block on the Tesco advert. Yeah. Is every little helps Tesco or Asda?
Asda, I think.
Oh, is
no,
it?
It's Tesco.
Oh,
no,
it's Tesco. I thought he talked like this.
Yes.
Are you ready for Christmas? This helps. I'm the VAT man of this podcast.
I'm the VAT man. Right, enough of that nonsense. I've done it too much, too often. It's time to go. Thank you very much, Andy Brassel.
Thanks.
Thank you, Pete Donaldson.
Ta-ta.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm the Scat Man.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Give us a little bash, give us a little spin.
Do you want me to?
Yeah, go on.
All right, this is Andy Brassel.
I'll do the drums.
In a West End town and ZM and world, the East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town and ZM West End girls.
I'm here to wait, sample.
What have I done to deserve this? What have I? That's your bit, Andy, and you come.
No, I'm expecting Dusty to walk through the door.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.